Content creators, if for whatever reason you exchange money with the client, you must protect yourself. Before today, you had two options. One, you had a poorly written free contract off the internet that didn't last 20 seconds in court. Two, you spent a boatload of money to have a lawyer with no experience in the industry write up a contract that really only talked about the terms of payment.
Bruh.
Well, now you have a new option. Flash Film Academy provides the new industry standard for contracts, designed by content creators for content creators. We spoke with thousands of professionals to create contracts based on real-world situations. We offer a variety of contracts for videographers, photographers, podcasters, editors, and more. These personalized contracts go far beyond payment terms. They protect you from real-world situations, like our wedding videography contract. It includes many clauses, but one of my favorite is one that makes sure you and your team eat while filming a wedding. You may think that's something simple, but a lot of videographers run into situations where clients don't want to feed them. Or our second shooter agreement. So if you do hire someone to help you, they can't be on your shoot generating business for themselves.
Bruh.
They understand that while they are working for you, they represent your brand. Or our video production contract, which allows you to make more money per shoot because it gives you the ability to resell footage to stock video sites. Each of our 30 plus contracts have multiple clauses specifically designed for each job type. And with the feedback from content creators like yourself who are working in the industry every day, these contracts will stay updated. You can purchase these contracts individually or in a pack. Click the link below, Flash Film Academy. Be inspired, be creative, be profitable. Perfect, perfect. What's going on, everybody? Let's get this show on the road. Today, I'm going to punch you in the throat real quick. Real good throat punch. We're going to talk about five reasons every photographer and videographer must have a beta client in 2022. It is a no-brainer. When I explain to you why you need to have them and the five reasons you must have them, it will make sense to you. But first, you know what we got to do. We got to roll those graphics. So let's do that real quick.
You're listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. If you want to learn how to take pretty pictures, this is not the place. But if you're ready to make a living by learning the business behind the camera, buckle up, because it's time to turn passion into profit with your host, Ty Turner.
What's really good? If this is your first time on this channel is about understanding the business side of content creation. If you want to go learn how to Photoshop your girlfriend and make her a little bit more slimmer and cuter, this ain't the place. But if you want to learn how to get that bag and get paid for what you love to do, you are on the right channel. My name is Ty. I'm a former Army combat photographer and the owner of Flash Film Media, Texas's most trusted production company. And today we're going to talk about something. We're going to talk about five reasons why you got to have a beta client. Five reasons why you got to have a beta client, right? And before we even get started with that, we're going to talk about what is a beta client. But let me say a few things first, because if you stay to the end, I'm going to talk about where a lot of people fail when it comes to getting a beta client. We're going to talk about that. But first, let's kind of talk about what is a beta client, because I get a lot of questions on what is a beta client. Real quick, let me pop that on the screen and say we're still doing the live 15 for those who send me messages and ask me if we're still doing it, because a lot of people watch a lot of old lives and they want info about it. So there you go. So let's talk about what is a beta client. And it's a Flash Film Academy exclusive. It's something that you're going to learn here. Remember, my goal is to teach you how to think about something, to change how you're thinking about your business so that you can be more business minded, because people assume that is just easy, right? I'm just going to charge people for what I do. But it's a whole lot more to it when business. And we have to get you out of a consumer mindset that you've been bred to be. All of your life, you've been sold to, marketed to, and that's all you know. You don't know it, but once you start learning business, you will realize all of the tricks and the trades that companies use on you. So my job is to help pull you out of that, to show you what happens behind the ropes. behind the curtains so that you can implement those things into your business, right? So we got to change how you think. And that way you'll make better business decisions. You'll make better investments and your business will start to grow and go places, right? A lot of people doing things and they don't understand why it's not working. Well, I take great pictures. Why am I not getting paid? Why am I getting paid so little? Why do I got to fight to sell to somebody? Why do I got to do all this extra stuff? And I'm not, you know, I'm getting all these cheap clients. Why aren't I attracting those who have the money to afford what I have to offer? And we're going to talk about that because we got to change how you think. We got to definitely change how you think. But what if I told you there's a way that you can find exactly what it takes to find clients, close more clients, and make more money, and it's free? I'm going to tell you how to do that. That's what a beta client is, right? A beta client is an ideal client. It's an ideal customer that you develop a relationship with in order to build a functioning product designed for that target audience. So let me say that again. The goal is to build a relationship with your ideal client, right? Other content creators are going to tell you to go out and shoot something for free to build your portfolio. Let me say that again because it's so important that you understand what I'm about to hit you with. You're following a lot of fake gurus that are telling you to go and build your portfolio. From now on, anytime you watch any YouTube channel, and they get, you know, hit with the question of how do I go into business? How do I start making money? How do I get clients? And they hit you with the go shoot for free to build your portfolio. You now know you're being lied to. It is complete BS. I don't want to tell you that that works. Because you're building a portfolio and you have no idea who you're selling to. Right? You're cooking food and you don't know who's eating it. You don't know if they have a peanut allergy. You don't know what they like. You're just cooking a bunch of dishes in hopes that somebody come and like one of your dishes. And we want to change that mindset to help you be more specific. So when content creators tell you go shoot for your portfolio, that's BS. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do so that you can get better at shooting and get valuable information needed to grow your business. All right. So, and these are things, and I'm going to say it a few times. These are things we talk about when you talk about, well, what's in the courses? What's in the gold membership? Like, these are things we talk about, right? I'm just sharing it with you so you have an understanding. If you watch my channel, I've given you enough information to go out and make some money and come back and be a gold member or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I talk about it a lot. When other content creators are telling you to go shoot, that's just, it's BS. We want to be very intentional. You have to stop thinking, and this is something that's big and something that we as content creators, ego-wise, you have to stop thinking that you know what clients want. You got to stop thinking that you know what business owners want. There are some things that you are good at, but if you put it in front of people that value certain things, they will pay you for it. But you have to stop thinking that you know what business owners want. We got to take that part out of the ego. We got to take that part out of who we are and how we think about business. Just because you can shoot a promo video don't mean they need a promo video. That may not be of value to them. They may not care. That's the biggest thing. And that's why people who take a course, you hate me before you love me, because I have to strip down this idea that you know things, that you have things in order, that you have in your idea of what business is. I have to strip it down. And one of the first places I like to start cutting is cutting into the idea that you know what business owners want. So we got to change that. And we change that by developing a relationship with a business owner that is in our ideal niche. Once we pick out the niche we want, I want to work with dentists. And I say that and I use that because it's easy. We've all been to a dentist. And what I want to do is barter my services to understand exactly what they need and value. Let me say that again. I am going to barter my services. Remember them guys telling you to go shoot portfolio stuff for free and you leaving out the door and you got footage for your website, but you don't even know if they needed what you just shot. They just took it because it was free. Somebody hands you a donut, you may not be hungry, but you'll take it. Somebody hands you a slice of pizza, you may not be hungry, but you'll take it. That's completely different than what they're willing to pay for. So now in your mind, you think everybody wants donuts and they don't. They just took your free donuts because it was free. It was convenient, but they don't value it. Just because you take a free donut don't mean you're going to show back up and pay $50 for it. You have to find out who wants donuts and get in front of them people to sell what you want. So again, the goal is to barter your services to understand exactly what they need and value. This is the kicker. Make sure you're listening. Make sure you're listening right here. In order to develop a valuable product that's in demand. Let me say it again. I got to say it again because sometimes people be spacing out. I see some good comments coming up. So let me make sure because I got to make sure there's a clear difference between going shoot for your portfolio, going to a dental office, say, hey, man, I'm a production company. I'm a photographer. Let me shoot some pictures. Y'all get to have them. I'm going to keep them on my portfolio. In the mindset or thinking that I'm going to show somebody else who's going to see it and want to pay for it. That's completely different than me saying, go in and barter your services so that you can develop something. You can create a relationship, barter your services to create a relationship so that you know exactly what they need and value so that you can create a product. Remember, the goal is to create a product. The goal is to create a product that is valuable to them and is also in demand. Just because you create a product don't mean it's valuable. Don't mean it's in demand. But if you got people who are your ideal client, you can then ask them what's valuable and what they need. So you're removing the guesswork. You're removing trying to figure out whether or not if you walk in a dental office, they need headshots, an intro video, a website. You develop a relationship so they can tell you what their pain points are. And then you can create it. Very important that you understand that. And again, you want to remove the guesswork, right? It's all about removing the guesswork. It's all about not wasting years of your life trying to figure out. Because a lot of people, you have an idea of what you want to sell. You run to different people. They ain't buying it. And then you go to the excuse of, well, it's oversaturated or, man, it's too many people doing it or they ain't trying to spend no money. No, you didn't bring them nothing valuable. If you bring somebody that already ate food and you try to sell it to them, they're not going to buy it. They already ate. Find people that's hungry that's going to pay money. So you want to barter your services to develop that relationship where you can get this information. The information that you will get from that beta client is worth more than having just shots on your demo reel. For the life of me, I don't understand. For somebody to tell you to go shoot something just to have it on your demo reel and not even talk to the client to gather this information, to me, says they don't have experience in the field. They have not been out there before. They don't really do this for a living. They can't be paying bills like this. They can't be making enough money to go buy new equipment by not developing that relationship to understand what my client wants. Every single company that's successful that you buy from gathers that information in some way, shape, or form. Why aren't you doing that? I don't want to go shoot a bunch of different things in my portfolio. I may have a bunch of different pictures of meat. And then how am I going to sell to vegetarians? You got to pick a niche. Then you got to go after your ideal client to see what they want so that you can develop a product for them. I hope it's making sense. right? I hope it's making sense. Pick a niche, then go get a beta client, right? Get a beta client. That way you will better understand that niche and what people in that niche needs. They will tell you. The information they provide is 10 times more valuable than having their dental office on your portfolio. That they are going to tell you how to print money in that niche. They are your ideal client. Now, let me give you an example. Let's talk in terms of other things, right? The company Mattel, they make toys. You've probably heard of them before, right? Probably some old guys in the office. They make Barbie. They don't know what little girls who are between the ages of 4 and 12 want. You know what they do? They get a bunch of them in a room and ask them. They show them items. They say, what do you think about this? How do you feel about this toy? What do you think is the perfect, what accessory do you think should come with Barbie? Well, Barbie got to at least come with some clothes and a pair of shoes. There's not an old guy sitting in the office that thought of that. They have people who are designed to go and get this information. For the life of me, I don't understand how you as a content creator or a lot of my photographers or videographers never do this. Y'all just show up with a camera saying, this is what I'm going to do for you. And you wonder why they're not screaming to buy from you at the price you want. You never ask them what's important to them. I can't tell you how many times as a beginner, I ran in trying to sell some type of promo video. And then we're like, we don't need that. No, a lot of times they'll tell you, no, we're good. Thank you. They won't tell you what they need. Because if you don't come in trying to solve that problem, you're not the right person. If my doctor don't ask enough questions, I don't trust him. But if he asks the right questions to better understand what I'm going through, he got me. Go in for a physical. Watch your doctor ask you questions to discover things you may not have been thinking about. How's your sleeping? How's your eating? Let's do some blood work. He's trying to find out about you to see how, because you may have problems you don't even know you have yet. He's not going to let you just walk in the door and tell him what you need. He's going to ask the right questions to see if that's true. You as a content creator need to be thinking like that at all times, because you don't know what that person goes through. You don't know what their business is. You don't know their ups and downs. You have to ask and learn about that client. Having a beta client gives you that ability. So pick a niche and then determine who is your ideal client in that niche. If my niche is working with dentists, my ideal client is the owner of the dentist's office. Too easy. Too easy. All right. So let's start with the number. We're going to go in regular order because it's not 5-1, 1-5. It doesn't matter which direction you need, but we're just going to go in order. Number one reason why you need a beta client, right? A beta client will teach you if your branding is effective or not, right? To that client, to that ideal customer, who cares? You got to stop worrying about your logo and your colors being right for you. Who cares if you like your colors? Who cares if you like your logo? Who cares if you like your website? You're not buying from you. If your ideal client don't like it, you will not make money. You'd be surprised about how your ideal client feel about your color scheme. Things like your font selection. These are little things that will reduce your ability to consistently land clients. And I've talked about it before, but it's extremely important that you stop getting hung up on your ego of what you like. Don't nobody care what you like, but you, unless you're going to take money out your right pocket and put it in your left. If you can find a way to get more money doing that, please let me know. But stop getting hung up on what you think about your brand. You are not buying from you. The person that you're targeting don't even share anything in life with you. They're from a whole different tax bracket. They got a whole different level of education. They're completely different people. So it doesn't matter if you like what you're doing. You need to get somebody in that field to tell you they like it. Because I promise you, you're going to get your feelings hurt. Again, it's a lot of things that I've been through that I use often when I was working with dentists, not realizing they're 50, 60 plus. And they say, yo, I didn't call you because I couldn't read your website. Your font was too little. My font was too little. I never thought of that. Those are little things. And I promise you, it's going to be 10 or 12 little things like that that you think there's no way this could affect me. And they will tell you, that's the problem I'm having. Your colors are, I'm not feeling your colors. I'm not feeling your logo. You got cursive in your font. It looks bad. It don't look like you work with people like me. Because if you did, you wouldn't have done that. Those are things that you need to hear, not from your mom and them, not from your cousins, not from your other photography friends, but from your ideal client. Their opinion is the highest ranking opinion you should have. They have money to give you. Their opinion matters. That's why when I make changes to Flash Film Academy, I go to gold members. I ain't thinking about them. Gold members is who I rock with. Go to your ideal client and then let them tell you what they have issues with. Number two, beta clients will give you real world feedback so that you can create a product that can actually be of value, right? It takes a business owner to say this video has helped me instead of just creating video that look good. Now you can go forward and say, we helped the client by doing X, Y, and Z, right? So when you have a content that is of value, you won't tell them what you want. Hey man, that's what I think. No. They'll tell you what they need. It's so important that your clients tell you the type of content that makes them money. They'll pay more for that. Right? I had to learn what people need. I had to learn what they value. When I started to understand what they value, they're willing to spend a lot more money for things that they value over things that I'm shoving down their throat. Think about that. Very rarely are you somebody present something and convince you to spend a boatload of money. If you understand what they value and then you create something around that, they will spend top dollar for it. Number three, beta clients will help you develop efficient systems and processes so that you can copy and paste that workflow to future clients and you're not wasting time and money reinventing the wheel every time. You shouldn't be working with a new client like, let me see how we can do this. You should have a method in place that is copy and paste. You should walk in the door knowing exactly what's going to take place instead of like, let me see what we can come up with. Maybe we can. And you know, no, you should walk in the door just like your surgeon does, your doctor does when he has a surgery. He's not figuring it out. He's not saying, well, we're going to cut you open and we're going to see. And maybe we can. He's like, we do these all day. I did 10 of them last week. And the results are the same. Everybody who came in the door limping left here running. We do it all day, every day. I can tell you every step of the process. This is what we do. That's how you feel confident with your doctor. That's why you sit there and you go through the procedure and you're not worried about it because they do the same thing over and over again. They can explain the process front and back. They can tell you how long this should take, how long that should take, because this is what they do and they specialize in it. When you do some of everything, we're gonna shoot the video. Hopefully if we start at 9, we maybe you can't even talk about what's gonna happen after the shoot. It's gonna be a few days, a week or so. We're gonna give you the footage and then you on your own. No. Develop a system and process by doing it over and over again with the same client. I can tell you we're going to shoot it on Monday. We're going to deliver it on Wednesday. We're going to upload it to your site on Monday, and usually you'll start to see the numbers jump. But we've also seen where the numbers will dive by day three or four, and then we look at the keywords and adjust it, and boom, day five, you're... So you need to know these things. You need to have this experience. You need to have this experience. Number four, and I'm going to say this again. We'll say this. We'll move forward. We'll talk about that later. But number four, a beta client will give you undeniable proof that you have the ability to solve their problem. Let me say it again, because they will give you, beta clients will give you undeniable proof. So again, let me tell you why that's important before I even move forward. Your competitor is looking at you to do a job and the other person to do a job. The other person is saying, we can do dope work that looks good. It's cute. We're going to have 4K, 8K. It's going to be creatively great. You're going to love it. You're saying, we're going to create a content that's going to do what you need done. You say you want to train more sales associates so you can get them on the floor faster. So it's not a 3-week turnaround from the time they hire to the time that you can start scheduling them to work by themselves. We're going to create the content to do that because we've done it before. And this is all we do. In fact, for our previous client, we took their 3-week turnaround time and made it 7 days. The client before that, we took them from 4 weeks to 7 days. The client before that, we took, remember, business owners buy based off of logic and not emotion. It needs to logically make sense. When it logically makes sense, they will pay the money. If it's an emotional decision, I got a gut feeling that you don't really know what you, I don't know how I feel about. Business owners don't work like that. If you think that, it's because you're used to working from B to C instead of B to B. Remember, we're going after business owners who are looking to invest. You can't invest in a feeling. You can invest in logic. You can invest in a company that's saying, this is what we do. Here's our track record. Instead of some guy that's trying to push the idea of, here, we're creative. I promise we're going to be creative with your stuff. That means nothing. That means nothing. So when clients compare you to your competitor and they see their portfolio versus your track record, there is no competition. There is no competition. Do you want, think about it. If you got back pains, do you want to go to a chiropractor that got pretty pictures of him working on people's back? He's showing you all this stuff like, yo, look at me. I'm working. Or do you want him to show you a track record of people who are saying, I had back pain. I don't have it anymore. I had back pain. I don't have it anymore. Who do you think can charge more? The guy who's saying, I got pictures touching people back, giving you the thumbs up. I got pictures touching people back. Look at me. Or the one who's got 10 people lined up to say, I had chronic back pain when I first came here. But by the time I finish all of the sessions, I have no pain. Results is what business owners want. They don't want cute, pretty content. They just understand that they need content to reach people. But when they reach people, they want you to provide results of what happens. So you can't go in there like you're selling to your cousin and talk about pretty pictures. It's a no-go. Last but not least, the number five reason why you need a beta client in 2022. Let me put this on the screen because I need you to pay attention to this. I need you to pay attention. I know your neck hurt. You're looking at me through one eye, the other one's black and almost closed. But this is one you need to understand. You ready? Here we go. You sitting down? Good. Beta clients will teach you about where to find other clients like them. Not only will they lead you to this big pool of other clients like them, they'll promote you to a large group of potential clients like themselves. Let me say that again, because a lot of people are like, well, how do you get big deals? You close it. When you get a client that's paying $10,000 for work, I guarantee you they know a lot of other clients that are willing to pay $10,000 for a job. And if you kill it, I guarantee you, you're going to get, that's how you get consistent jobs. They're going to promote you to all of their friends and say, bro, you need this. You can't look at what it's done for my business. So let me say it again. For those who are in the back, who not listening, who driving or doing something else, beta clients will teach you about where to find other beta clients like themselves. They will lead you to the pool of other beta clients as well as promote you to them. They will tell you where the dentists hang out. They will tell you where whatever niche you, this is, listen, I know a lot of people want to do everything. This is when you get narrow and you pick something to do and you have a fear of not getting enough clients, that comes out of a place of not having experience. Because when you narrow it down, they're going to tell you where all their buddies at. They're going to tell you where all their buddies at. Master the Brand Production say, mine just invited me to a BNI they belong to. They're bringing you in. A BNI is a networking group. They're bringing you in because you did such a great job for them. They have to talk about it. They have to talk about it. So you got to have a beta client. It will eliminate years off of your path of, instead of trying 10 different, does this work? No. Does that work? Does this work? Does that work? Does this work? No, no, no. Why? You have a free service that is valuable that you can barter to people to get information. So let me say this, because if you want to go in more detail, if you want to go, I got module one is where I go deep into beta clients for people who don't know what a beta. I even provide you with templates and tools on how to approach beta clients. I provide you with the right questions to ask. I give you everything you need to understand how valuable that relationship is and how to take full advantage of it, so that you can grow your business. So before we go and let some gold members on to hear about their wins, I'm going to tell you where most content creators fail. I'm going to tell you where most content creators fail when it comes to working with beta clients. And I'm going to punch you in the throat again, because this is, if you've taken this course, you it's there. But I'm going to give you some of that, right? I'm going to give you a little of that now. Most content creators fail at getting beta clients because they walk in the door with the attitude that they're doing the client a favor. Let me say it again. Most content creators fail at getting new beta clients because they walk in the door with the attitude that they doing them a favor. I'm shooting video for you. When in reality, the client is doing you a favor. They're giving you the info you need to print money. So you need to change your mindset. You need to go in and be extremely humble. That came up on the screen. Huge. You need to go in there with the mindset to be extremely humble. Hey, I'm a business owner like yourself. I'm identifying with you. That's what you're thinking. And I am trying to help develop a product for roofers. I am trying to shoot a video for roofers that will help do X, Y, and Z. And they'll tell you, hey, I really don't need more X, Y, and Z. I need more of A, B, and C. If you created a video that brought me more A, B, and C, man, that would be wonderful. Hey, business owner, give me the opportunity to create that video for you. Tell me what I need so that I can create that video. The mindset has to change. Now you don't look like a salesman trying to sell me something, because that business owner is dodging salesmen 20 times a day. The business owner is dodging salesmen 20 times a day. And here you come in the door humble. I need your help, man. I ain't trying to sell you nothing. Help me. A great question. Michael Perez asks on flashfilmacademy.com, what comes first? The beta client, then the logo and web page. Yes. And I'm gonna keep punching y'all in the throat because I love when people be like, well, what's on the course? In the course, we go in order of what you should do, why you should do it. The beta client, I'll give you a little bit, comes first. How do I know what to write if I haven't approached my beta client? How do I know what's important to them? How do I know what's important to them? How? I don't know. If I decide to open up an Italian restaurant, right? How do I know what's important to people who like Italian? How do I know what's important to them? My idea of Italian is probably got nothing on people who are diehard Italian food lovers. I just know spaghetti, like some pizza. You find out that they don't even serve pizza. Pizza didn't even come from Italy. Wait, what? How do I know? You have to take a step back and realize you don't know what you don't know. That's why knowledge is so important. That's why courses and books will take you way further than gear. You don't gotta trust me. Go read a book on it. Go buy a book on it. That's why that information takes you so much further in business than gear. I ain't said nothing about how 4K or 8K or 12K can help the business owner. Understanding how to develop a relationship and how to turn that relationship into a valuable product or service is the most valuable thing you can learn to go into business. I cannot stress that enough. It is extremely valuable, but I have to change how you think about it because you don't know, you don't know. You don't know that you're missing this stuff. You think it's easy. All I gotta do is turn a dollar into 10, where there are companies that are spending billions to discover these things. You don't gotta reinvent the wheel. You just gotta learn from somebody that's willing to teach you and know what they're doing, that has had success. Business is tricky. Everybody can't do it. There's thousands of businesses that go out of business per month because they think, because I got the money to invest and I got the gear, I can do it. Because I got a food truck and I can make whatever kind of food, I can go in business, and then they go and wonder why they're not making no money. They're out of business and they're selling that food truck because they got all the gear. They got all the stoves and sinks and stainless steel, everything. They can make good barbecue, but they're not in business long. There's a reason why they're not in business long, because they thought this investment in this truck and this gear was the hard part. No, the hard part is this. That's the hard part. It's not the gear. I know a lot of people with some high-end stoves that can't cook. I know a lot of people with expensive cars that can't drive. You know a lot of people who've invested in a lot of stuff they can't even use. I know people with iPhone 28s that can't even, that's asking me, what's the number to, how you get to such and such? Wait, what? Don't you got a smartphone in your hand and you asking dumb questions? You say what? I know a lot of people who, when I say send me the address or send me a location, they either trying to text me directions or they're screen copying it. Bruh, if you don't hit share inside of Google Maps to send me the link, I'm not about to, now I got to look at your picture and retype the address in or scan it. Bro, why do you have a smartphone if you don't know how to use it? If you ain't want to take the time to learn how to use it. There's a lot of people like that. They want to cut corners. To be a business owner, you have to be an engineer. And you have to engineer your success. If you're not having success right now, if you're sitting back like, why can't I close? Where can I find? How can I? Why is my business not? Why have I been doing this as a side hustle for 2 years? You think you're just going to one day get lucky and you're going to get enough business? You want to blame it on the economy? You want to blame it on where you are? You think you're not able to do this full time because there's too many people doing it? Name another industry that every business needs. Name another industry that every business needs every day. Name another industry where every business needed every day on multiple platforms. It's not a lot of businesses you can do that with. There are plumbers around you that can only service one type of client once, maybe twice a year, and they're making millions. A plumber can, you don't need a plumber every day. Some of y'all haven't had a plumber out to your house in the past 5 years. However, plumbers are worth millions. Well, that's weird because I meet a lot of photographers and videographers who are scared to do one thing because they think they can't make it. Plumbers don't feel like that. Roofers don't feel like that. Neurologists don't feel like that. Oh, it's because they understand business. And a person that's scared to be a specialist don't. That's the difference. With that being said, let's bring on some gold members. Everybody, I'm going to let everybody in the room. Let's get a few wins, and we're going straight to the after hours. We're chopping it up like that. So let me get my headset on because I didn't punch you in the throat enough. If you've learned something from this, I'm going to ask that you go ahead and post it in the comment. I want to know what you've learned. I want to know what you've learned from this. Talk to me. Let me know. In the meantime, any gold members got want to share any wins before we go to the after hours? Speak now or forever hold your peace. I'll give y'all like 2 seconds to jump on the video. I'm going to give y'all a few moments if anybody want to share their wins. All right. Nobody want to jump on? Anybody? Okay, I got a few that's going on. Hey, it's all good. We like to save it for the after hours because that's where it get dirty and we talk. So gold member stand by. I see y'all. So gold member stand by. Let me say something real quick. To you guys that are watching. I cannot express how important it is for you to understand that you're going to have to relearn some things you think you know about business. If you're not willing to do that, you're not going to make it, right? Because the level of you that you want to be with a nice car and a nice house that's filming every day and loving life is not the version of who you are now. It's going to take a different version of you. That person's going to be different than who you are now. And I know you think it's just going to be a matter of adding on to who you are to get there, but sometimes you got to take a lot away and rebuild. Sometimes you got to remove a lot of what you think you know to get there. It's not just add-ons. It's not just, you know, I'm going to build on what I got. Sometimes you on some shaky ground. Sometimes you got to demolish or take a few layers off and then rebuild it. A perfect example of this is when you go into the military. Anybody that's done military, boot camp is designed to strip you of what you think you know so that they can rebuild you. Some of you need to strip what you think you know so that you can rebuild this. When you start to value this as much as you value this, you will go places because this will take you further than this. This is not worth what I paid for. This is, in a year from now, this camera won't add value to anything I do. It's a great tool if I understand how to grow a business where I can use it to make money, but alone, it is of no value. You have to understand that. I cannot stress that enough. I know you watch a lot of stuff on YouTube because you're here, you watch YouTube. It's cool. Do not be tempted by a lot of these people who are making money off spinning you in circles. There's a lot of people out here make money off spinning you in circles, right? It's a lot of people that's making money pulling at your heartstring of being a filmmaker, telling you need top of the line quality and gear and, you know, you need raw and LUTs and color. There's a lot of people that's tugging at that. They don't want to talk about the business side because they don't know it. They're not doing it. They're not living it. They're making money off spinning you in circles. And as I pull away and help tear down some of that thinking, you're going to notice it. When I start to lay it down where it makes sense, oh, you'll notice it. Because we're about to get ready to go in this after hour. We're about to cuss and fuss and talk about a whole lot of people that's pumping out content that they realize we're spinning them in circles. I guarantee you, you've bought something because you've seen it somewhere. Some YouTuber told you this was the best thing since sliced bread. You got to have it. You need this bit, that raw, this bit, and this. You need this lens with shallow. You bought it because you saw it somewhere. They compared it against something and made you feel like you needed it. So you can go out here and make money and blah, 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 blah. The truth is, you can get money with an iPhone and this. And if you invest in this, it'll buy you all the gear you want. But gear will never buy you more gear. All right, guys, listen. I'm going to ask that you like, share, subscribe. Like all the other YouTubers are spinning you in circles. But we're going to keep it straight. We're going to keep it 100 over here and just keep it real. Because dope pictures don't pay bills, baby. That's what it is. This is what pays the bills. I'm not going to BS you here. I'm just going to keep it real with you. You got enough. If you want, you got 23 other hours of the day to be BS'd on YouTube. When you come here, it may not be what you want to hear every time. It may not feel good. It may not go down easy, but I'm not going to BS you. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't, and I will see y'all in the next video.
You've been listening to Content and Cash, a Flash Film Academy podcast. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and go to our webpage at www.flashfilmacademy.com.